Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
5 Seconds of Summer, eine Band, die jeder mal gehört haben sollte. Und wenn ihr wie ich mit ihren Songs durch eure Teenagerjahre gegangen seid, kennt ihr ihn ganz sicher. Callum Hood. Jetzt bringt er sein erstes Soloalbum raus. Order Chaos Order heißt es. Und ich durfte mit ihm über diesen neuen, sehr persönlichen Schritt sprechen. Wir reden darüber, wie es ist, plötzlich alleine im Studio zu stehen, was sich beim Arbeiten mit der Band verändert hat und wie offen er sich auf diesem Album zeigt. Und ja, Spiritualität spielt auch eine Rolle, denn wir haben am Ende sogar Tarotkarten gelegt. Ich bin Clarissa und das hier ist der Energy Star Talk Podcast. Still at Five Souls, always part of the band, but this one is just him. He steps into the solo light and we're here for it. Let's talk order, chaos and everything. Welcome to Energy, Callum Hood.
Thank you. Wow, that was a great intro.
Thank you.
That made me feel really good.
I'm glad. Yeah. It's good to have you here. How are you?
I'm feeling good. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, I guess.
It's nice to be in.
My fangirl heart is a little bit racing right now because I saw you 11 years ago when you were on tour with One Direction.
That was only 11 years ago?
Yes.
It feels like 20 years ago to me. We're here?
Yeah, in Düsseldorf. It was not in Berlin, but in Düsseldorf. I'm not from here.
I love Düsseldorf.
Yes.
And okay, so have you... Like, do you still like the band?
Totally.
Okay.
Totally. But I'm still with Somewhere New, the EP.
Oh my God.
I still listen to that.
Oh, you still listen to that?
Yeah, okay. Unpredictable was my go-to song.
All right, so we have some work to do in terms of the writing department.
But I like the new songs. But it's not about...
I like the old songs too.
Perfect. What's your favorite song?
Of the old one?
Yes.
Beside You.
Oh, I love that.
Off that is the Summer New EP, Beside You, for sure.
Yeah, okay. I love that too. But Unpredictable has my heart.
Yeah?
I don't know why. I don't know. I had a wall tattoo in my room that said, let's be unpredictable with your old Five Souls logo.
Ah, the telly.
Yeah.
Rip.
Yeah. Okay, rip, but it's not about 5 Seconds of Summer. It's about you because you're on your solo debut.
Yes.
Yeah, you've been part of the biggest bands the last decade, but the solo debut is now. How's it feeling right now about like going solo?
Mm-hmm. I feel a little insane. The whole process has been like a lot of ups and downs, but I'm happy to be at a point where I'm actually releasing it. Like, that feels really good to me. Yeah.
Yeah. Did you always know you would go solo one day, or did the album just kind of sneak up on you?
From a young age, I always knew. No, I think it was something that I held off for a while, just because I wanted to make sure that, like, I really wanted to do it, essentially. So, yeah, I waited up until now.
The timing was right now?
Yeah.
Or just kind of sneak up?
It had been bubbling for a while, but I think also, like, I wanted to get to a place where I could really articulate, like, some of these, the things that I'm talking about on the album mean a lot to me. I wanted to be in a place where I could, articulate them in a way that did them, the concepts, justice.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Your title is already a story, Order, Chaos, Order.
Mm.
What came first, the concept or the chaos?
The chicken or the egg? That was kind of the name of the album came last, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just like, kind of just found those two themes to be pretty present in my life in general and my pursuit of being an artist. So I think it just represented it well, and I thought it was unique to me. I can't swear, can I?
Yeah, you can.
I can? I just said fuck it and I like just went for
it. Say it louder, fuck it. We don't care.
Fuck it.
If my boss cares, then it's on me.
I don't care. Yeah, that's a you problem.
But I swear too, so I don't care.
All right, sweet.
Yeah, in another interview you said that this album helped you process your own life. And what's something you finally said on the record that you couldn't with Five Souls?
Oh, it all sounds so serious. I mean, but it was actually really fun to make it. But a lot of the things that I talk about, I mean, there's the themes. I don't think if anyone's ever talked about heartbreak on an album before, but there's like more heartbreak songs, and then there's more like self-discovery songs talking about my family, my upbringing. So those are kind of the main three parallels.
Yeah. I also have it on here that you were talking, like you are talking about your upbringing, your family, your younger self. Was it scary to put that all into music, like so deeply?
Terrifying. I didn't really think about it. I mean, I think I knew that I had to be really honest. And I think that I'm just such a big fan of lyricism in songwriting anyway. I think it's like such a big form of communication for me. It's one of the main reasons why I got into songwriting anyway. So I think it was just like very natural to do that. And I've had a lot of practice at it.
Yeah. Have the other Five Sauce Boys listened to your record already?
Yeah.
Do you remember what they said or what the first impression was like?
Very nice. They were all very, very sweet about it. And I like waited up until everything was finished and like, you know, all hands were off the wheel. Just because I respect their opinion so much, I wanted them to hear the final product. But everyone was really stoked for me, yeah. Which is cool.
Oh, I'm glad.
Yeah, well, me too.
It would be so scary if they would say, "What is that? Oh my God, Callum, we don't know this side of you."
I would have spiraled for sure, but yeah, that wasn't the case.
Has working solo changed how you write with a band now?
Yeah, I think I'm like more just in tune with who I am as a songwriter and like what my assets are in a songwriting room. It also gave me great respect for how they've gone through their solo records as well, because it's so different. And just made me, really put respect on their names and how much work that they've done in their own artist rights. So it feels way different to before, you know.
Yeah. Was there a lyric on the album that scared you to write or felt like too much to share?
Yeah, I mean, I've always been a private person anyway. But Three of Swords, which is the last song on the album, is very personal to me. But I think I colored it in a way where it's like you can kind of interpret it in your own way. I think just because I know exactly what it's about, like there's very specific things about that song. But I don't think people are, you know, are seeing exactly what I'm seeing. So it's kind of up to them.
Yeah, as someone who's into divination, like me, seeing Three of Swords as a song title really stood out to me. And for context, everybody who does not know it, it's a tarot card. And this card does not play around. It's about heartbreak, loss, trauma. Was that the energy you were channeling for the song?
Yeah, I think so. It's changed for me now, though. I think like when I was writing it, it was very much like, I don't know if you know the phrase, woe is me. It's like very just feeling sad for yourself, totally. Like pitying yourself. And now I feel like I look at it as a song of liberation and acceptance. And that's why it's the last song on the album, because I feel like it opens, you know, the door to the next thing. So that's cool. I think.
Love that. I'm excited to listen to that.
Awesome.
If this album had a physical setting, like, I don't know, it's a forest or something like that, what would it be?
Totally. Half of the album is kind of like more natural. It's like this, I see in my head, like these vast, like forests.
Mm-hmm.
And like these like big, fairy, like cinematic.
A little bit of lights and stuff like that.
And maybe the sky is like a different color. Like it feels a little more surreal. And then the other half is kind of a little bit more, it's like cityscape. You know, it's like streets and concrete.
Yeah.
And so they're kind of like the two opposing environments.
Would be the sky, be the morning sky or the evening sky?
Oh, great question.
I'm trying to imagine the physical setting.
It's like when the sun, we have words for it. Maybe it's called what? Magic hour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
do you know when it's like
there's
people
also
take
a song,
photos?
I think that is called Magic Hour, and it's like with piano, and it's like it's very good. I cannot do that, but
wait, by who?
I think Jake is he called? But
Jake,
but with a V. It's JVKE. I think it's
how did it go again? Very nice. I'll check it out. Shout out to
you. You got the inspiration now. That's your new song.
Me and Jake, we should collab for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What a song on the album would Teenage Callum be most surprised by?
Whoa. I was a pretty simple guy back then, honestly. I think he'd be stoked with all of them, but I think he'd probably be most surprised of maybe Call Me When You Know Better, maybe. Mm-hmm. I just feel like that's kind of like the most, I don't know, it sounds very unique to me.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the only song that's doing what it's doing on the album. And I think he would love it. So
would he love it because it's about him or about your younger self?
I think it's just like very, it feels like very freeing, mm-hmm. as like a sound. Like if I, because when I listen to songs, I don't listen to really necessarily the lyrics, but I listen to like how the lyrics sound.
Yeah.
And the lyrics sound like it's very liberating.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously the lyrics in the song are quite sad. Yeah. So maybe, yeah, I don't know.
Okay, that's the explanation. We go with that. We like that.
Uh-huh.
Teenage Callum would be very happy to see you here. Let's just imagine him being here. He's like, oh,
whoa, that
nice.
Would be crazy.
Yeah, meeting. That's what my therapist always said. Just imagine little Clary is here.
Okay.
And talk to her. And I was like, oh, I don't want to talk to her. Yeah, I had to. It was scary because I literally saw her, like, because I tried to imagine that.
Oh.
I don't know if it's a thing of creative person to imagine everything.
That's pretty emotional. Yeah.
But maybe some inspiration for your next album.
What would you say to her right now?
Oh, I would say to her that...
Should I hold this? I'll become the interviewer.
Okay, do it. Yeah. We just change. I probably would say that everything works out. Everything.
I like that.
Yeah.
So your album drops on June 13th. Okay, sorry.
No, right. It's okay. You can do this. You can interview yourself, by the way, probably.
Yeah, I mean, I do in my head, like, constantly. So.
Yeah. Okay, we talked about Three of Swords before. And since you're into tarot, you do tarot readings, right?
Yeah. Like, I feel like people might think I'm like more, I'm still quite novice at
mm-hmm.
it. Like, I just do my own.
Yeah.
Like, I only just got my first reading, like proper reading yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you booked somebody who did this?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay. I'm not going to ask because it's very personal if you're going to.
Yes.
But if you want to talk about it, do it. But I feel like it's always very personal if I do like readings. It's like,
I mean,
ooh,
she
heavy.
Said, she said, next year is a good year for me.
Oh, okay.
So
you have
year,
to wait
so
6 months.
Next year, you're good. So that, I mean, that's exciting. Maybe.
Yeah.
We'll see.
About this year, she did not say anything.
She didn't say anything about
damn.
This year. Yeah, should have released the album next year. But that's okay.
So I actually brought my cards with me because I also do readings.
Awesome.
I have tarot cards and I have Kippa cards. I don't know if you ever heard of Kippa cards.
Kippa cards.
Yes. These are German fortune telling cards. They have 36 cards and actually you read them like in a whole deck, but we don't have time for that, unfortunately. Okay. But I would give you the cards and you can like shuffle them and give me one and I will give you a reading and maybe you would be down to do a one card pull for me too for the day maybe, or if you have a question, I'm gonna grab behind the passion. Perfect.
Wow.
So these are my tarot cards. They're very beautiful. Blue.
They look nice.
Yes, I like them. And these are the Kippa cards. You see, they've been used
a lot.
Yes,
little,
I use them a lot.
Little raggedy.
Yeah, but it is what it is.
Yeah, okay, cool. Let's do it. I've never... Oh.
Yes.
So these are German?
These are German.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're from the 19th century. Not the cards, actually, but they were invented in the 19th century.
Well, I mean,
yes.
They look pretty close.
Yes, I'm going to tap 3 times, so I give my energy to you.
Okay.
I'm going to hold the microphone for you if you want. You can shuffle. If a card falls out, it's meant to be.
It's meant to be.
And if not, you can just...
I like doing that as well. I usually, if something falls out,
yes. And I'm like, I just only wanted one card and then like 5 gone. I'm like,
you just gotta
I
do
have
it.
To do 5.
You have to. All right, I'll do this card.
Oh, I'm excited.
I'm excited too.
Okay, it's the work.
The shoveling card. Man. Okay, it's the work.
Yeah,
card.
It's it actually says work, and I mean you are at work so right now. Like, these cards are actually not
working.
Like tarot. Tarot is like more like intuitive and a little bit of like just I don't know sugarcoating. And these are very direct. So it's all about work. Right now, focus on that, but be careful. Because this card kind of tells me that you should not overwork yourself.
Okay.
Because it could be a little bit dangerous. So if you feel tired, if you feel like you need a little pause, always feel free to say this to your
I'm going to send this people's. To my management. send this video. Cool.
Yeah. Do you feel like you're doing a lot of work?
I feel like I'm doing a lot of work.
Mm.
A lot of good work. Like finding balance. You know, this is very new for me.
Yeah.
So trial and error.
Yeah.
And learning as much as I can from it and yeah, hopefully better myself.
Yeah. I love that you just pulled out that card because it couldn't be any accurate.
What other cards do we have here?
We have a road.
Road.
Yes. Or vacation. You can say vacation.
Do you want to?
Yeah, if you want to, we can do with tarot card because I feel like you are more into tarot.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, perfect.
Try whatever.
Let's do that.
I can't like read off like, I don't know the cards.
We have
like,
cell phones. If you don't know anything, we're going to Google it.
Right.
Wait a sec, I'm going to do it like that. Bam, 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 bam.
Bam, 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 bam.
I'm excited because I haven't had a reading in, I don't know, weeks. So it's going to be special. A personal reading by Callum Wood. Oh my God.
Wait, so what did you do? You transferred the energy. I want to do that.
Yeah, you can. I'm always like tapping three times.
I want to do that.
Perfect.
Energy
and now
is
they're,
transferred.
Yeah, they're clear. Sometimes I do it like with incense sticks and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm going to put the microphone here.
Yeah, I can hold this. So that one popped out. So what do we have here? The Chariot.
Ooh,
a major arcana. Wow.
Major arcana, the Chariot.
Let me look up what this means. Do you know what this means by heart?
I know. It's feeling maybe stuck or you have to like focus on yourself with what way you want to go. But look up because if I do it myself,
you're just like...
And I also feel like sometimes the meanings by the card are not the same if somebody else sees something else in the person. So it's like intuitive. Maybe you have like intuitive thoughts when you saw this and you saw me. It's maybe like, oh, she's stuck alive or something like that.
Not incredibly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to just read kind of like the description. How I do it is I just like read the description and like, because obviously this is heavily symbolic. I don't know if you can see it, but everything has a meaning of what, why they are where they are and what, how they're depicted. So
yeah, and the original already have like a lot of colors and stuff like that. You can
this is a cool deck.
Thank you.
All right. The Chariot card shows a brave warrior standing inside a chariot.
Oh, that's me.
He wears armor decorated with crescent moons, representing what is coming into being, and other alchemical symbols, spiritual transformation. The charioteer stands tall. There's no sitting down, as he's all about taking action and moving forward. Do you resonate with that?
Yeah, I totally resonate. Okay. I took action by sitting here with you. So
nice. Behind the chariot flows a wide river, symbolic of the need to be in flow with the rhythm of life, whilst also charging ahead towards your goals and intentions.
Oh, perfect.
So it sounds
like
pretty positive.
Yeah, totally.
I feel like.
Totally.
Momentum.
Yeah, I like that. So that was a personal reading by Callum Hood. I'm excited.
Kind of, something like that.
Don't put yourself down. It's always about like learning in the flow. I don't know. Something like that. It's like I started reading these and I was like totally lost. I was like, what? what the fuck am I doing here? Mm-hmm. But it just came by. So
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thanks
yeah,
for that.
Thank you for cool. being here. And your album drops on June 13th.
Yeah. Oh, the album.
This is what it's That's about, right. actually. Yeah. What's the first thing you will do the night it's finally out in the world?
I think I'll probably, honestly, I'll probably have a beer or two.
You have a favorite one?
I don't know. I had a German beer last night. Oh. Spiel.
I actually am the worst person to ask about alcohol because I don't drink, but yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that was good. And I'll be in Australia when it's being dropped. So I'll be with my family and friends back home, yeah. which is kind of nice.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything you would like to say directly to the fans, especially the ones that were here from the beginning?
Wow. Especially the ones. Thanks for sticking around. I'm nearly 30 now, so it's been a long time. And I hope you like the music that we and I are creating, and hopefully I get to see you soon.
Exciting. Callum, thanks for joining us and sharing so much of yourself in this interview and about your music. I'm very excited about this. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. It's been lovely.
Yeah, and now it's your turn. Drop your favorite track from Order Chaos Order in the comments. Yeah,
I think mine's
gonna be Rio of Swords. I don't know why, but yeah. I feel like this one because it stood out to me. So yeah.
Oh yeah, awesome.
Perfect.
That's great.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview. Ab sofort in der Energy App und überall da, wo es Podcasts gibt.